Well, particularly after the second wave of hacking into really a whole new group of people, up to 70 million nationally, and obviously that would include a lot of Marylanders, we're asking people to do one of three things. One, be vigilant more so than they usually would be in terms of checking their own credit, making sure that there weren't any odd purchases and that kind of thing. Two, the Target itself is actually offering free the ability for people to do credit monitoring, and they're doing it through an independent company, so we have confidence that it should be done correctly. But three, if anybody's been a victim of identity theft, we have a robust identity theft unit here at the Attorney General's office. We help restore people's credit, we help them resolve disputes, and they should call us. So all of those three, or some of those three, would be great.
I know yesterday, and I failed to ask Kathleen Murphy from the Maryland Bankers Association about this, but I'd like to get your take. I heard that if you decide, which I know you can if you've been a victim of fraud, to put a fraud alert on your credit score so that, or on your credit report, so that everybody knows, all your banks and everybody else knows, and your credit card holders, that someone did misuse your account, that you have been a victim of that, that may come back to bite the victim, that it may be detrimental to them getting a better overall credit score, and their credit score may suffer. Do you know anything about that?
No, but I wouldn't prematurely put credit freeze on or fraud alert on anybody's account. I mean, at this point, it's very new. And yes, there were 70 million taken names, addresses, emails, phone numbers in this last round. There were 40 million people that were information was taken during that Christmas season. But at this point, there hasn't been a flurry of misuse of that information yet. It's very early. We at the Maryland Attorney General's office, actually, we're on the executive committee of a group of eight states that are looking into and trying to solve what happened and get remedies down the road on this situation. So I wouldn't take any proactive measures other than monitoring people's individual accounts, taking the advantage of this free credit monitoring, and also, which is critical, that people should change any PIN numbers and passwords associated with their credit accounts. They should be doing that anyway. It's good practice for people to do it to protect against fraud, but everybody that's ever shopped at Target in the last 6 months ought to be changing their PIN numbers and passwords associated with any of their credit accounts.
I know you said you all haven't seen any big misuse of any of the accounts or the information that they've stolen, the hacking, but is that something that usually occurs right away? So is it okay to feel a little bit better about this process if you were a victim?
Unfortunately, not really. Unfortunately, what happens is there is a lag time between the time that people hack. And by the way, that we haven't had anything really of this magnitude in many, many years, if ever. And so, it's unclear what the consequences are going to be down the road. But what does happen typically is, particularly when you're dealing with this type of volume, is the people who have hacked in and are going to try and make, obviously, a profit out of this, often are not in this country, but then sell that information to others. The people that take the information aren't typically the ones that then make fraudulent transactions. They sell it to others in groups, small groups, larger groups, and then those people end up going out and making the fraudulent purchases, which is why if folks do change their PIN numbers and passwords associated with their credit accounts, they may never become actual victims in terms of products being bought using their information.
Are you expecting, I asked the Bankers Association yesterday, and Kathleen Murphy wasn't aware of any state legislation as a result of this latest Target breach, but are you suspecting that there's something that could come down the pike? Because usually that's what happens, Doug. We have these big events, and then laws get changed.
The laws do get changed, and our laws are certainly behind the technology. As you can imagine, the technology moves much quicker than a legislature in a state or even federally. But because of the magnitude of this, because we're talking about over 100 million people who have had their data breached, I would imagine that ultimately there will be legislation, but more likely at the federal level, and certainly in the states as well. But this is really a federal issue, and our office of the 50 states is one of the eight that is on the executive committee to look into what happened, how it happened, what are the ramifications, making sure people are held accountable ultimately, and certainly some of that will entail some legislative remedies.
So if I'm a Target shopper and I'm not sure if I was part of this this fraud and this security breach, why should I believe that their offer of a free credit score is a good thing for me to take advantage of? Why should I trust them?
Well, if you're a Target shopper, then your information probably has been compromised. I mean, particularly in this last round, because what the last round was 70 million people whose information, their names, addresses, emails, and phone numbers were in their marketing data file. And so that, you know, would be even a larger group than the 40 million that shop. Now, obviously, there'll be crossover, but that'll be a larger group than the 40 million that shop during the holiday period. That's why you shouldn't only avail yourself of the 1 year of free credit monitoring that Target is offering, but they are going through a third party entity, so that, you know, it's doing through Experian's Protect My ID. So there is some assurance that it'll be kosher to use Target. But also, we're asking people to make sure. You know, a lot of people, you wouldn't believe how many people get their bill every month from the credit card bill or what have you, and pay the number without looking through it. And what people should be really particularly vigilant about, it's they don't take this information and buy a new car, because obviously you would notice that. But they kind of nickel and dime in the sense they buy $30 products, $60 products, and it adds up slowly, and people don't necessarily notice it if they're not being vigilant and going through their bill with a keen eye towards seeing if this is stuff. No, matter of fact, I wasn't in Tennessee that day, or I didn't buy that online from a company in, you know, Washington State. And so we need people to do that. The monitoring, the free credit monitoring from Target is in fact a good one. But we also want to really reiterate that if somebody's been a victim, they should call the Attorney General's office, because that's what we do.